Hey everybody, this is Mark, and this is a commentary about The American Dream is Killing Us. These commentaries are all about the research and ideas that go into the article, so if you love or hate the article, you can come here and figure out why. This article, fuck me, man. This might be the hardest article I've ever written. And I mean that both emotionally, but also just in terms of the actual writing itself. I started this article almost a year ago, probably I think back in like January or February. And I remember having to set it aside to work on the book for a while. And then I came back to it like 2 months later. And I think I finished about 75% of it. And then I just got so bummed out. Like there was just this feeling of dread as I was writing it. And I don't know if that's just because I'm from the United States and this is something that's very difficult for Americans to hear and think about. But it just wasn't, it really wasn't a pleasant experience. Drew did a fantastic job with all the research that went into this. I mean, a lot of the data here, it's stuff that I had heard and read over the years, but he did a great job of synthesizing it. But it was, I mean, basically, I just wanted to make the simple point that this ethos that our entire country is built off of comes with corrosive psychological side effects that are never get talked about. And unfortunately, I mean, originally I hoped to come back to this article in the late summer, early fall, because I figured it would be, with the election and everything going on, it would be very appropriate, and it would be a subject that a lot of people are thinking about. Unfortunately, it took me too long to finish it. The book stuff like drained more energy from me than I thought it would, and it took me like an extra 2 or 3 weeks to finish it, because I was constantly unsatisfied with it, and then I would come back to it and get a little bit further, and then I would get unsatisfied with it, and then I would come back, and I think eventually it finally came out about 2 weeks before the election, and I think by this time, everybody is so fatigued and sick of hearing about this shit that I think it underperformed as a result. It's also one of these articles that I write sometimes that I think the wider readership doesn't really like it, but the people who do like it seem to love it. That seemed to kind of come through in the social sharing data and just the comments and emails and stuff I received about it. But it's funny, I'm still unsatisfied with it. I don't totally know why. When I go back and read it, it's a very good article, and I think it makes a pretty logical and straightforward point. Some people have come out and said, oh, you liberal bias, blah, blah, blah. And I don't see this as a liberal conservative thing. In fact, I think my one regret with this article is I had a big section in there that actually it talked about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders and why they gained so much support in this election cycle. And I thought it was an interesting section just because it showed kind of like the real world consequences of the stuff that I spend the article laying out. But ultimately I removed it because I try not to get too political on the blog, but looking back, like, it's impossible not to be political with this article. So I should have just said fuck it and put it in there. But it also, like, in that section, I kind of show that this is not a liberal or a conservative thing. Liberals and conservatives have their own interpretation of what's going on. But ultimately, what's going on and how American culture is kind of deteriorating I think it's happening on it's happening everywhere. It's not just one side of the spectrum. So I kind of wish I could go back and put that section in. I feel like it would have grounded the article a bit more for people. But ultimately, a lot of people really loved it and said that it was a big eye-opener for them, which was the original intent. I think, honestly, I'm recording this about 5 days after putting it up. So I think it's like I said, there's so much emotional baggage in this article for me, myself, that I think it's just kind of impossible for me to be objective about it. And yeah, for some reason, I continue to be slightly unsatisfied with it. Don't know why, but there it is.